Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the last footnotes of season three. We're finally here. We are going to discover your theories for the finale of book three. Guys, what do we think people are thinking?
I just can't see how he's going to wrap it up in one chapter.
Yeah. Will it be a bumper chapter? You know, when you get those packets of biscuits that have sort of like 33% extra free, will it be like much bigger?
Why do you always bring it back to biscuits?
Sorry. This last chapter will be the ultimate custard cream.
Garibaldi.
So we asked you guys for your theories about what you think is going to happen, and good God, did you deliver?
They just keep coming.
People have got all sorts of theories.
That's not the theory, sorry, that they just keep coming.
No.
that's a given.
I mean, Charlie sums it up for me. She says, to be quite honest, I can't tell how it's going to end because I listen faithfully every Monday and I'm still not really sure what's going on.
Well, it's a good point.
It's a fair point. But a popular theory is from Ashley, for example, on Twitter, Ashley Badgley. It will be at Giselle's wedding. There'll be a massive orgy and every character from all three books will be there. Even Bella/Donna makes a return.
Well, Bella is still in it, but Donna makes a return.
Donna makes a return.
Sure.
So that's going to be a lot of voices for you, if that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of what I thought because they got engaged in chapter one. They've had the hen do. It would make sense to have the wedding now.
They'd really? Have turned it around pretty quick.
Yeah, I think it's too quick for a wedding, personally. But
it's
you know.
Too quick for a hen do, really, though.
Yeah.
It's only been a week since the proposal.
But I feel like that wasn't a real hen do. That was like her work hen do. Do you know what I mean? She'll have her proper one later on with her proper friends and family.
Oh, will she now?
And I can hardly wait. Where will they go? How will they get there?
But yeah, that seems to be a popular one that,
okay,
you know, Tony might jilt Giselle at the altar because he really loves Belinda.
Whoa, that is a curveball. So a real ensemble cast chapter.
Everybody's back.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd really love that. Be exhausting though.
It'd be an expensive scene for the movie, that's
it
for sure.
It really would. We would just not include that.
I personally think that's what's going to happen.
Really?
But there are some more batshit.
I mean, to see what Bella thinks is appropriate wedding attire, I mean, brilliant.
Liv thinks someone's got to die.
Really? A death?
I don't think Rocky would be afraid of that, you know.
Well, Belinda nearly died in this book.
Nearly died.
It was a flat tire.
She was absolutely fine. She didn't even have a concussion.
Her money's on Ken Dewsbury during sex.
No, she just wants him to die, and I'd agree with her.
Oh my God, during sex, just on top of Belinda. No, that's too much for Rocky, the logistics of that.
Richie, I don't really know where he's got this, but steals pots and pans, nearly goes bust after the pans start catching fire. But Belinda manages to save the company with her tits.
I mean, that's as good a storyline as one that Rocky would write. So let's not diss Richie too much.
She probably shagged the firefighters.
Oh, we haven't actually had her with a man in uniform or a woman in uniform yet. I bet she'd go for that, wouldn't she?
Are you joking?
Wouldn't have to be a firefighter, though. Just like an Uber Eats delivery guy, I think she'd be all over.
George Carsley says on Twitter, since she just got her first wage, Belinda will hopefully do that big shop she's been meaning to do since book one.
The shelves are going to be stocked.
Oh my God, it's a bit of supermarket suite.
The cook shops of Oxford Street will not know what's hit them.
A couple of people, including Commander Red Jonks.
Oh, what? In the army?
That's his name. Everything since the car crash has been a coma dream.
Whoa.
In the end, they switch off the life machine, but Belinda makes a miraculous recovery.
Of course she does.
She's so stubborn, she totally would, wouldn't she?
I'm not going down like this. It's outrageous.
So what's happened since the crash?
Everything. I mean, that was quite early doors.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was like, what, chapter four or something? So what? The chocolate fountain, all the stuff with Alphonse.
Visiting up north?
Yeah, all the Yorkshire stuff. the Schweinsteiger afternoon.
Oh my God, what an awful dream.
I feel locked in it too. I mean, it will be a relief when they switch the life support off.
When are we going to wake up? That's the question.
I like how diverse these theories are.
I know, right? Like, that's the beauty of Rocky. You cannot predict what's going to happen.
This is it.
Why does everyone think it's going to be in this country? I mean, let your minds roam.
It's in space. That's
why is it in this time?
Well, Sonia thinks Belinda's going to be abducted by aliens.
Oh my God.
Turns out Hans and Greta are alien sleeper agents. And Belinda's breasts activate them, so they take her with them. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about, Sonia?
Are you joking?
That sounds the most plausible
one,
yeah.
Absolutely what I think is going to happen. I mean, they're welcome to her, the aliens.
Are you kidding me? The only representation of Earth and humankind is Belinda Blumenthal. Jeez.
They'd just destroy us, wouldn't they? They'd just incinerate the whole planet after that.
God, these are nuts. Jules thinks Jim Sterling's monster prick starts to malfunction and Bella and Belinda have to make a mad dash with Marco to save him.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Where are you pulling that from?
I mean, what has happened in people's lives that they feel like that's what's going to happen in the next chapter? Also, I feel like people are either going down like quite a sci-fi route, which I don't know if necessarily has the prowess for, or they're really suspicious that there's going to be a killer twist that kind of is a bit disappointing because dream twists or like coma twists.
Oh, that would be the worst. Like, he can't do that. He wouldn't do that.
Total cop out, right?
Rocky's better than that, yeah.
In my mind, though, it would really help like tie up the loose ends. At least it would make a callback to something that happened earlier.
Yeah, but we definitely know that he's written book four before this all started. So I don't think it's going to be tied up in quite the bow that you're hoping for. At this stage, at least.
I think it's going to be more like Harry Potter 6.
Right.
You know, where you know that actually the final book's going to sort it all out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, so you think he's going to be laying all the groundwork for a huge plot twist?
I wouldn't use the phrase groundwork, but yeah.
Wouldn't use the word plot.
Laurie thinks Bella will be promoted to president of Steel's Pots and Pans, fires Belinda, and Belinda blinks.
One of those things will definitely happen.
One of those is like betting on red on roulette, and one of them is like betting on zero.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Bella cannot be head of Steel's Pots and Pans. What would Giselle do?
That would be amazing if Bella overtook Belinda and then turned on her.
Oh, my God. And yeah, she's only been promoted because of Belinda. That would be treachery like, it'd be like Julius Caesar.
I feel like we might see this in book 32, because Rocky will hear this, don't forget.
Yeah.
Retrospectively weave it in.
What a fantastic idea, Laurie. Just rewriting.
Just stealing. Sherry thinks while Belinda's been away, Maeve has swooped in, shags Tony and Bill and takes Belinda's job.
Oh, so a lot of people are thinking that Belinda's going to be no longer the sales director.
Or is in some way going to be screwed over.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Maeve has just kind of come in under the radar. Maybe he's got big plans for her.
And also Bill. I love this person that's weaving Bill back in.
Alice's favourite/least favourite character.
My arch nemesis. We meet again, Bill.
You're obsessed with Bill.
Okay.
You need to see someone.
I have a healthy interest in Bill.
No, you don't. There's been a few longer theories as well. People literally writing the whole chapter, essentially.
Well, that might be much better. Maybe we'll just read those next week.
Belinda fanfic. No, thank you.
Zosia from Poland's got in touch.
Oh, Poland. Yes. Hey, Poland.
Hey, Poland. How's it going?
Belinda wakes up in Warsaw.
Imagine Belinda getting fired from Pots and Pans.
What's all this with Belinda getting fired? Outrageous.
It's called drama, Jamie.
It's called plot development.
So it's not going to happen.
But before she has the time to despair, all of her sex partners and clients step in to say, if Belinda leaves, so will they.
Oh. A coup.
It is then that we realise that Belinda Blinked is actually a profound tale of friendship, loyalty and trust. We've just been too blind to see past the pawn. From then on, I see two options. Belinda is hired back and returns triumphantly. Or this woman's really thought too much about this.
Way too much.
Or starts her own business with Pots and Pans' former clients. The book ends with Belinda, the CEO, in an interview with a new sales director, bringing this thing full circle.
Well, we did learn last week that she is an entrepreneur.
I do love that, to be fair. They're cold winters, aren't they, in Poland? Is that why she spent so much time on that?
I think it gets dark quite early, yeah. I think Isabel makes quite a sensible suggestion. She says, it's got to just end mid-sentence while Belinda's getting some admin done in the office. Potentially on a semicolon.
I'd love that.
I don't think Rocky considers that mid-sentence, though.
Isabel's played it really safe there, hasn't she?
Yeah. Dad's toad in the hole's ready. Come in. Just finishing. Oh, fuck it, it's fine.
No one will read it.
That's the beauty of these books. He wrote them when he thought no one would ever read them, so God knows how he ends them.
Loads of people have got really dark theories. Like,
really?
Like Josh. There's a plane crash and Belinda only survives as her fall is cushioned by weekend editions of The Guardian.
And all those sachets of shampoo.
I hate to break it to you, Josh. It's just issues of the weekend supplement in The Guardian.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that would break her fall.
Get your facts right, Josh. Again, another one. Nathan, Belinda falls down a single flight of stairs and winds up in a concussion for 10 years.
How specific, 10 years.
Why?
I feel like that's wishful thinking. Like, and then we never hear from her again.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Nathan just wants his Mondays back.
He's like, recall book four.
For compassionate reasons.
Bunny says Belinda adopts Bella's secret baby.
What secret baby? Oh, it's secret.
That would be so Rocky, though, to just throw it in at the end. Oh, by the way, Belinda, can you please look after my baby that I've had all this time? Thank you. Maybe the baby's called Donna.
Oh.
Don't say,
God.
Oh, like that makes sense. Oh, yeah, cool.
Jessica thinks we find out Belinda is really a robot created by Dr. Robbins.
Oh.
I mean, we talked about Belinda being, you know, because of... She's just weird.
Yeah,
she
we should have asked Ben Barnes about this because of the Westworld connection.
We discussed this afterwards, the fact that we didn't ask him any of our robot-based theories.
We had him right there, guys. Not that he is a robot in the TV show, but he'd know all about it.
Oh, yeah, about AI and all of that.
Yeah. Missed a trick there. Damn.
Yeah, I can see that one coming true.
Mm.
All of that artificial intelligence stuff is quite zeitgeisty. But Rocky was writing this, like, how long ago? So you got to remember,
yeah,
like, was that
right,
a trend
right.
at the time?
No, it was, what, 2014, 15?
Yeah, I don't know if we were wanging on about robots as much.
No, there were so few around, Alice.
Yeah, but he's on book 8 now, so you know.
Oh, God.
You've got to bear in mind, he doesn't even have a microwave. So just like, think about where he is with technology. A
couple of people setting their expectations quite low. Tom says it'll end with no loose ends tied up and no real narrative, and it will be brilliant nonetheless.
Oh, Tom. I like that, because Tom knows that if you set your sights low, you'll just have a nice Monday. If you expect resolution, you are going to be disappointed.
There's a man who knows his Flintstone
exactly.
from his Steph King.
Emmeline has a bunch of theories.
Oh, wow.
To get off her chest.
Seriously, she's covered all bases. One is that Peter Rouse is going to make a return.
That would be good. I'd like that.
Haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah, how long has he been gone?
He hasn't been in book 3 at all, I don't think.
Really?
No.
I miss him.
Do you?
They all blur into one, don't they? I can't believe he hasn't been in this book.
Well, we all thought that he was going to be like the big love interest. Obviously, that was a rabbit hole we went down for way too long.
There's a lot of rabbit holes in this book. It's a field full of Warrens. She thinks Steals Pots and Pans is in financial trouble.
Well, we know that's true for definite, because it's all in Price Keen and Bargain Store, isn't it?
So she thinks a huge deal needs to be secured with the continent of Russia and Grigor Kalansky will be back.
Oh.
She's just bringing back old characters.
There must be some new people that's on their way.
I don't know if I need to know much more about Grigor Kalansky. I was quite done with him the moment he left.
Yeah, I think we learned all we needed to, didn't we?
The Countess Zara, on the other hand, she is welcomed back with open arms.
Chantelle, her beautiful voice, like a songbird.
And her very, very shiny, polished head.
Hank Skank finally realises how silly his name sounds and calls Belinda for comfort. I mean, she's just pulling old characters and...
I can't imagine these are going to happen in the last chapter either.
But it would fill a chapter in a new book, that. It bobbers off with a
brilliant
whole,
filler, yeah.
Oh, Des Martin's wife wants him back.
Don't dangle the carrot if it's not going to happen.
You know what? That would be great, though, because what? She's just had sex with him on a spiral staircase waterbed. What if the next chapter is Des Martin's wife confronts them both?
But so often it's the way, isn't it, where you like go shag somebody to move on and then they're like, actually, had a change of heart.
I want you back.
If Des Martin's wife is the biggest plot point of these three books, I'm going to be fucking furious.
Are you going to resign?
I will hand in my resignation.
He's going to fire Rocky.
And she says, I'm sure that whatever Rocky has in store for the finale will exceed by far all possible expectations.
Well, that we know to be true.
That is absolutely right. I can't think of a better way of putting it. It will exceed expectations. It will exceed belief.
Yeah, it will still be somewhat underwhelming.
Yeah. Whatever happens, I'm not going to be satisfied. I just know that now. I'm preparing myself mentally for it.
Precisely.
I think the phrase "will test our patience" is potentially the right one.
Well, I'm excited to find out what it is. It might be a real curveball, guys. We don't know.
I was going to say, as much as I'm down on it, I am super excited about it.
Yeah, it's less than a week to go until we find out how book three ends.
But it's also completely melancholy, because that's it then. That's book three.
I know, it's over.
It's gone so fast.
It really has, I know.
But we're going to celebrate with a bit of a listening party once again.
In style.
Yes.
They always do so well, don't they?
Oh, we have a nice time.
We all have a lovely time. Everyone around the world presses play at exactly the same moment.
They do.
We chat about it on Twitter.
It's fun.
It's really fun. People eat spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, they have real parties. They throw actual parties.
There'll be a chocolate fountain this time. That's what people will have chocolate fondue.
Yes.
Blue cheese fish mousse on toast.
No, don't eat that. It's disgusting.
I remember with the last one, I was supposed to be having a family meal with my mum and dad, and I had to just nip out for an hour to go and live tweet.
So we're going to do one next Monday, the 4th of September, 8 p.m. UK time. So, I don't know.
Work it out yourself. Figure out when that is.
And check in wherever you are. We want to know how far afield Belinda Blinked has reached.
Yeah.
So if you think you're furthest away, do let us know where you are.
Yeah. So get ready for Monday, guys. Is it a wedding? Is it an alien abduction?
Is it an alien wedding?
Only one way to find out. Be back here next Porno Day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.